Okay, watch. The guilty will not listen to the podcast about the property. If somebody's hiding something, and they're known to hide and evade and avoid, I'm not talking about... So not waste energy. I'm talking about when people do things and they'll literally take it to the grave. Or somebody will literally tell you, well, you weren't really supposed to know. Or so-and-so knows I wasn't going to let you know because I was planning on taking it to the grave. I mean, I'm talking about things that are extremely hurtful, like extremely so not okay. And then they'll like gather people to be in on the secret. One of my friends made a comment and said, I guarantee you, if these individuals are guilty of sending this random person over without your knowledge and all the damage that's done, I guarantee they'll throw it at her. They'll blame her and she'll take the rap for it. Just blame me. If they find out who he is in the company, just blame me. Just tell him I did it. I sent that text to another person. They said, man, that's the truth. When somebody literally go at great lengths and extent to hide things they do that are damn right hurtful as hell, rude, crazy, insane, and they continue to act in their mannerism in the same destructive behavior, that if you get around people like that, you could be happy and all of a sudden your life just is right back because you're still in the same circle. See what I mean? You haven't broke out of that circle. Healthy boundaries means you got to get out of circle, you know? And people, sometimes they think they're doing you a favor, but then they'll hire people that are not doing you a favor. They're doing you a disservice, and they're creating a bigger ass mess. What may happen out of the situation, yesterday we're going into Tuesday, what may happen is because, and a couple people chimed in on this, because Eric had already filed a claim with the insurance company, but it wasn't until late this morning, like 9:30 a.m. This person rolled up on the property at 11:10 and some change a.m., which wouldn't have given enough time for any claims adjuster to even think about coming on the property, whether alone to get a contract or anything. That would be unheard of. What may happen is because there was a random person that was not approved on the property. Myself or Eric was not aware of coming on the property. They did not let us know they're coming on the property. This is nobody else's property but me and Eric. This is not any family member's property. No way, shape, or form. Nobody should be hiring anybody without asking the person who owns the property, the adults. Is it okay? Even if somebody's doing somebody a favor, you could do somebody a favor. If this is what's happening out of this, and I have a really bad gut, and everybody's going, I just have a feeling. Once again, we're dealing with people saying whatever you want to hear, and they're going to take the secret to the grave and create a mess. What may happen out of this is insurance company, because there's damage, further damage now, you go writing and using stuff that's not okay on the roof, okay? And you're just some random person, you know, out to make a quick buck, you know? Because there's a bunch of people just taking advantage of everybody. Nobody has no respect for property. Your property, nobody has any respect anymore. This ain't 1920, 30, 1950. Okay, nobody has no respect, you know, especially for your property. That's why people have problems, you know? People do what they need to protect the property. Like I did last night. I took extra measures to make sure this happens again, because this has already happened and thought was past this nonsense of just unnecessary stupidity and stress. Just dumbass stuff, okay? I'm gonna say it, dumbass stuff. All right? Back to taking measures, extreme measures. And this time, I'm not removing anything. Everything continues the way it is. There'll be no excuses. Everything's pretty much right in your face. Roll on the property, everything's in your face, okay? No excuses, I don't wanna hear it. You know, tell that to the sheriff's department. Tell that to police department, tell it to judge. Okay, I'm over it, you know? It's like you look at when people try to do favors, but they're not respecting you as a whole. They're just saving face because they don't want to look bad. They're doing you a favor, but they don't want to look bad, so they'll save face. So they don't care who they hire or who what's going on or whatever. They just don't give a rat's ass because they don't respect you anyway and they don't love you and care about you. They're just doing it with a safe face because people like that have a projected image on the public. They want to portray this image that they're not. That's a true narcissist right there, narcissism. You end up creating a big ass mess. And if this is what happened yesterday, in the next 24 hours, sometime today, me and Erica find out. And then that leaves out just one other option. There's only two options. These two people or the insurance company ended up with some serious problems that they're going to have to end up paying for. These two people hired somebody without my knowledge, Eric's knowledge, come rolling up on the property, didn't let anybody know, wasn't aware, did vandalism, damaged the roof even more, threw the stuff on the ground, security over 30, I literally counted 42 security footage videos of this guy on over 10 security cameras. How dumb can you effing be? You know? Dumb. Very dumb. And then just throwing the stuff, and then you leave, you just roll on out, act like I knew about it. Eric knew about it. We don't know who the hell you are. But you literally damaged the property. Now, if this wasn't insurance connected, the insurance company through a friend of mine who sold insurance, as he said, for over 20 years, can literally deny Eric's claim because somebody came to your property before you had your adjuster out and started messing with your property and damaged it and vandalized it. Now, you're in a whole nother ballgame. And if these two people were involved, they're going to get pulled into it. Period. Anybody involved gets pulled into it. You can blame anybody else and have them take the rap for you to get out of it. It's not going to... Nobody is above the law. Nobody. Nobody. Even if God did something, he's not above the law. Nobody's above the law. It's just called disrespect. No respect at all. There are some people in this world that have no respect. I don't care how they're titled, connected to you. They have no respect for you. And they'll save face because they know they're not being the person they need to be or persons or individuals. Depending on their title, they know they're not being at all. And they're doing things that are very harmful, hurtful, and now continue. The same circle and cycle continues. Everybody said it's the same circle and cycle. You know? You have proved time and time again when you walk and step away, your life's perfectly fine the next day. And it always is. I'm perfectly calm because I realized once again, no, I don't want to be involved in that. I don't want to be involved in drama, nonsense, unnecessary stress, bullshit. I don't want to be involved in it. If you live your life like that, great. Hey, I wish you well with that life, but don't involve me on it and don't cause me any problems. Period. I'm going to find out the next 24 hours. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting. You know? It's just like a circle. You know? I just remember my therapist in Ohio, back in Ohio, saying that sometimes you don't realize peace until people pass. And that's the only time you realize peace. You know? And it has nothing with anybody's doing. Just life in general. Is some people is just continue the same toxic cycle. There's no respect for you. And until people pass is when they finally realize peace. And it's so sad it has to be that way. You could write it on the board, on the wall of every wall in the United States. You could write on the walls of heaven. And some people still don't want to. They don't want to take and sit themselves down, take ownership and figure out what their problem is. They still want to cause you misery, more problems, and then they'll sit there, I did you a favor. Doing somebody a favor does not involve disrespecting someone as an adult, but most importantly, the property, especially when they have worked their ass off. I have busted my ass. Every damn neighbor around me within the breath of air and many, many cars that go past can vouch and validate how many hours and how hard of work I literally put in this damn house. And I shouldn't have did it because I was trying to recover from college treatments. We ended up inheriting this mess, okay? Because we had no other property to close on in 30 days. Less than 30 days. okay? And anybody who thinks don't care what their title are, and you're going to sit there and preach, oh, this is a favor, oh my God, they're ungrateful, whatever. Doing a favor is not disrespecting the person. I don't care who you're connected to somebody. If somebody's an adult, especially when they're on it's their property, and you go calling and contacting any Joe Schmo to come on property and start getting on roofs and stuff, you know how much trouble or how many problems would be if that person knocked themselves out silly and fell off the goddamn roof? And you're not even aware of the person who's going to be on your property? You just got yourself in trouble for allowing and telling somebody to go ahead and trespass. Because if somebody did a favor, they literally, as a friend said, they literally gave the okay to trespass on your property. Do you realize that person or individuals are going to be more in trouble than the person who trespassed and vandalized in the first place? And now throw it to somebody else. Let somebody else take the heat. Let somebody else take the heat that usually takes the heat for you. Now they're wrapped up in big problem. Big problem. Especially when it comes to insurance company. Because I was told this evening or yesterday evening with a friend of mine is the insurance company may not even approve the claim. Because now Eric's going to have to let the insurance company know tomorrow, hey, listen, and which he already did. He made numerous phone calls. I told him, you got to stay on this because this is crazy. The next craziest part is, and this is even crazier, is, I must say this, just say it without getting into too much because I'm not going to in this situation. They literally unplugged the security camera, undid the security camera on the side of the house. How do I know? Because when I was putting up signs and making sure and doing some things, reinforcing things, I'll just say, the camera was literally undone. Like they literally walked up to it. And it's not just me saying it. There's proof. I contacted Eric. I'm like, listen, I text him. And he was like, it wasn't like that. I was like, oh, I know. I'm just letting you know. Sometimes when you think you're doing people a favor just to save face so you don't look like the person that you are portraying because your actions are speaking for you, okay? And you just go ahead and you allow somebody and you give them the opportunity to trespass and vandalize, you are in more trouble than the person who trespassed and vandalized on multiple grounds in multiple ways. And if you blame it on somebody else, eventually somebody speaks up. Now you're caught again. You know, I'm an adult. I'm not a child, okay? I give people the benefit of the doubt. Listen, you know what? This may be a big problem. This may get you in trouble. This may get you in trouble, whoever, whatever situation. That's why I contacted friends. I'm like, did anybody do me a favor, you know, before getting into it? And I knew nobody. Ain't nobody going to do that and just come on out of the property, you know. They would let me know, okay? It's like being sent stuff from friends of mine to help me with the dishwasher, basement, and that. They let me know ahead of time they're even mailing the stuff. Whether or not, as everybody said, there's no way I'm just going to have some random guy come rolling up on your property with all the problems you've been having with that house to start with. Okay? But, Kim? Someone or someones is a good chance, about a 70% possibility they did. And literally, look at the mess. Not okay. It's another thing that's not going to be forgivable. Ever. If I find out. That's what really happened. Because there's three possibilities. We know by me talking to law enforcement that it's not just some random person that went to the wrong house. Because they were playing Crayola marker or whatever on top of the roof, all over the goddamn roof, okay? And then they started ripping shingles, throwing them on the ground, and everything's caught on security camera, okay? So we know it's not a random person at the wrong house. The question is, who sent them to the house? Who? These people or the insurance company? These people that think they're doing me a favor. But the thing is, you're not doing anybody a favor but a disservice. When somebody owns a home, it's their property, and you're allowing somebody to trespass and vandalize. And especially if you hide what you did, and then you want to throw it on somebody else. Now, because we're not 100%, but we're leaning 70%. These people, there's a 30% chance. Because insurance company is taking this all tomorrow to go into different avenues to figure out, could this have been? So far, Eric was told, no way, no how. We just got your claim at 9:30 a.m. When you're trying to do favors for people and you don't even contact them, you don't even communicate, and this is narcissism, people are narcissistic, they'll do whatever to protect their image to the public so they don't look like, because they know they're not being that person, they're not being that title, they haven't been, they're not. And usually you're not the first person that the behavior's been. There is a track record. There's a repeated pattern. Step back. It's easy to figure out when you're out of the equation, okay? You ain't the first on the rodeo, okay? You think you're doing somebody a favor, but you're not. You're starting off not respecting the person by contacting them. Second of all, you're allowing somebody to trespass on a property that's already had problems. And me and Eric finally get to that point. I finally get to that goddamn point where I don't have to have a million signs and 100 cameras and protecting myself and having something in the house. Thank God I don't have pit bulls, you know? I'm not 80 years old and I don't blame the guy on 50-something acres of Duke Energy and getting the longest rifle ever and come rolling up a four-wheeler and get the hell off my property. Who the hell are you? He don't even know it's Duke. He don't know. He just sees these strange people on his property. All right? And he's had problems on the property before. No law enforcement blamed him. He had signs, although it was Duke. Okay, it wasn't a leadway issue. It was another issue. And it did. It changed. And he was a superior Duke, because he said it. It changed the way things were, how we go on properties. We make sure city, a county, whatever, sends ahead high advance notice. Or we directly contact the customer, you know, because that was our fault. Now they do things different. You know, but if you're doing somebody a favor, and this is for anybody, I don't care how somebody's connected to you. It could be a mom, a dad, a sibling, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent. It doesn't matter who. It could be a friend. It could be whoever. And you're doing a favor for somebody, especially involved something like this. Boy, you got to contact the person. You can't just go surprise, have somebody go rolling up on the property. You know, the guy could have broke his damn neck, worse, killed him goddamn self. Falling off the damn house when the owners of the property don't even know you're even there. Until I roll security camera, because I watch my goddamn security camera footage every goddamn day. I know who's on the property and who's not. If it's delivery driver, if it's FedEx, if it's Amazon, whoever, they let me know in advance. That's why they send you notice. Hey, by the way, we're delivering such and such. Where would you like located? Okay, if you're not a delivery driver, if you're not Amazon, if you're not the postal service, whatever, and you go rolling up some strange guy all over the goddamn property, and he falls off that roof, who's getting in trouble? You. Because when you're doing a favor, but you're not really doing a favor, but you're just protecting your image, because you know you haven't been who you needed to be, and held that title, and this happens, I was warned by a friend, insurance company can deny this. You better let Eric know. They can deny the claim if that's not their person that came rolling up on your property. And if they did, and that's their person, they're going to be let go by the insurance company. 100% they're going to be fired, because they're not allowed doing that. Because of reasons, fall off the roof and get injured, there's a vicious dog, you get bit, or worse, you're on an elderly guy's property, protect his property, and he shoots your ass, and he has a right in the state because this isn't a trespassing. You know, when you get past the emotion, you know, I was pissed. I had a few choice words in the cuss dictionary, rightfully so. I know people be far worse and take me out. Well, I go there. You know, my dad's side got some hotheads. I know somebody take a hit out if somebody did that to their property. I'm not joking. whatever, you know, but don't do people favors. You're not doing a favor, you're doing a disservice if you don't even let the person know. And you've got a strange person on your property, they're a contractor, and there are good contractors or bad contractors. There's good people in this world, there's bad people in this world. We all know that. But everybody's hurting for a buck right now. And there are some contractors that will do a little short curve, and they'll create more damage, so you pay more money. And then go back to you, like, oh, yeah, I saw this. And what they don't see is the cameras in the trees. Literally, this ding-dong did not see the cameras in the trees. I'm watching you when you don't realize I'm watching you. You know? You can't hide nowhere with over 10, 12 cameras surrounding a property and trees and everywhere. You ain't to hide. There is nowhere to hide. When I realized I had gutter guards stolen, this just happened. Now, these two individuals who listen to the podcast, you even knew that. So if you're doing me a favor, why would you do that when you know that was an issue? A gutter shutter came out and said somebody literally stole the gutter shields, which were 50-something bucks a pop, using it for their own business. Literally stole them. Now, why? Because here's the screws, and here's where they stole them, and this was recent. Everything changed. But when this happens, it can't continue on and on and on. It can't. The reinforcements got extreme yesterday evening, and they're going to remain that way until this house is sold. I'm not going to sit there and be in a goddamn pushover and naive and stupid and don't think I am, period. Because I'm not the same person I was a year ago. But if somebody's telling you that, and you think you're doing them a favor, because this is a possibility, 70% possibility this happened. And having an SHR team moment when literally, like, oh my God, they literally damaged the property instead of, like, doing what we paid them to do. They literally didn't do anything. And then they wrote all over the roof, and then they didn't use proper stuff, and they damaged the property. We may not be able to get the insurance claim to go through. Because you didn't have no respect. Okay? And you just randomly don't, nobody do this. Don't randomly hire some strange person, come rolling up on anybody's property, and especially climbing a property. That's insane. That is cuckoo. Don't be cuckoo. Don't do that stuff. You're going to get yourself in trouble. And nobody's above the law. Especially insurance company. If it's not the insurance, you know, 30%, you hope it's an insurance company, somebody from the insurance company, third-party contractor, they're on it. They got the case open with the insurance company, like Eric said. They are fully aware. I told Eric, let me know tomorrow ASAP. Because if it's not, things are going to proceed ahead. And whoever did a favor and allowed somebody to come on a property, did not contact me, did not notify us, and caused damage, which is vandalism, and trespassing, it's not going to be let go. Because it's the season called, I'm not going to be doing things the way they were before. Because if it didn't work before and didn't stop, I'm not going to try it again. I'm going the extreme opposite. And nobody's above the law. Nobody. Period. When you know what you did. Don't do favors for anybody who's a homeowner if they're not aware. Doesn't matter who is in and who the title is in your life. You can't do that. This is not the day and age. Okay? People are out to scam people. People are out for a quick buck. And most importantly, everybody has homeowner's insurance when you have a mortgage. And you go having somebody that you don't know, who's having somebody that you don't know, climb in your house. And you catch on security camera, and now your house is damaged. And then they trespassed. You're going to get just as much trouble, if not more, than the person you had come out. And sometimes people need to be honest and just go ahead and admit. Because when you avoid and lie and evade, that's just going to get you in a million times worse trouble. And don't blame it on somebody else. Let somebody else take the heat for you. Because that's just morally wrong, you know? But don't sit there and do things to people that are hurtful and then sit there and you get had because somebody else calls you out because you're blaming that person. And then you say, I'm going to take it to the grave. I was planning on taking it to the grave. If somebody's taken to the grave and they've done something extremely hurtful to you and have lied and really done some really, I mean, nice searing right through your heart and all the way through your spine, and they're going to say they were going to take it to the grave, I'm going to promise you right now, listen real close, they're going to do it again to you. Because if somebody's going to lie and they plan on taking it down to last breath, they ain't going to have no problem keep lying to you till your last breath too. Don't forget it.